We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin in the Zelgim. In addition, we had this long tangent. The Chafetz Chaim went off on the footnote. And now we're back. Remember, the Chafetz Chaim was quoting the verse in Ecclesiastes, where King Solomon said, experience life with a woman you love. And our sages said, a woman you love means learn Torah in an area you enjoy. And don't miss a day from learning Torah. Remember, the Chafetz Chaim said there are three components to every day you got to have. Torah, Tshuva, Chesed, right? And the Chafetz Chaim continues with the Pasuk. V'achar kach izhir Shlomo. Then King Solomon warned the Amar and said, Kol asher timtza yadcha lasot bechochacha asei. Anything you feel you are empowered to do, do. What does that mean? Haynu shlifamim adam utzarut gadol. Sometimes man is very disturbed. There are a lot of things that are pounding at him. You know, I got to meet this deadline. I got to still take care of that. I was just telling someone today, he said to me, you know, sometimes you're so busy, you're already giddy from busyness. You're not sure where to start. And you start being much less productive because you got to do this, that, the other, and you can't do anything right. Because you're so burdened with what you got to do. Sometimes there are so many things sitting on your head that there's no way you could focus on learning. And there's no way that a person can start introspecting at that moment and say, okay, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? Where should I be a better person? So a person might think and say, guess what? I'm so busy I can't do mitzvahs now. I can't do Torah. I can't do tshuva. Maybe I shouldn't do anything now. Let me deal with what I want. He says, you know, I can't do Torah at this stage of my life. I can't do tshuva at this stage of my life. So okay to say that I'm free. Now, it doesn't work that way. That's why Shlomo HaMelech warned and said, whatever you have power to do, do. The reasoning is, just remember where you're headed at the end of the days. There's nothing to look for there. You know, in the grave, there's nothing left to do there. What's Mozart doing now? Decomposing. Right? No, what do you have left to do there? Lo chokhma v'dat shi ha-Torah v'lo cheshbon shi ha-tshuva l'chshov l'itponen ma'zav. You can't do Torah. You can't do tshuva once you're there. V'lo ma'aseh shi ma'aseh ha-mitzvot. You can't do mitzvos. Al ken kol ma'a shta'yachol l'chtov v'otcha b'olam zeh chatov. That's why mitzvos should be viewed as something you can grab. If you can grab it, grab it. Now, I want to go back and add a footnote to what he just said here. I learned a beautiful thing. Friend of mine, five or seven kids, the youngest, not even toilet trained, and his wife was passing away. It was very clear she wouldn't live out the year. And he and his wife, every night, had a chavrusa by phone for 5 minutes. In all the turmoil, he knew she was dying, she knew she was dying, 5 minutes every night they would learn. I was so impressed. And then, a year or two later, one of our children was born, they had breathing difficulties, and we were stuck in the neonative intensive care unit, uncertain where life was taking us. And next to me was a young man standing over his baby crying bitterly. I didn't know what happened to his baby, but I see a young man crying there. And every day I see him crying. So after about 3-4 days, I start a conversation with him. You know, when you first enter a hospital, you're disoriented. And then I start a conversation with him and we got to know one another, see where I could help him, he could help me. And I said, you know, looks like we're going to be spending quite a while here. Let's make a chavrusa 5 minutes a night. I learned from this friend. I said, you know, when times are rough and you think I can't do anything, that's when you got to ask yourself, wait, I can find 5 minutes. And we set up a chavrusa over there in the hospital where we would learn 5 minutes. We actually learned, I think, Chav Chaim. I think we started with Shmirat HaLashon. And that chavrusa continued as our children, Baruch Hashem, got out of the hospital. And now we're running over 7 years. It's the longest chavrusa I've ever had. And we finished Chafetz Chaim twice, Shmir Saloshan twice, Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Avos to Rabbi Nasan, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the commentary on the Haggadah of the Rashbetz and the Ritva and Rashi, the Mishnah Brura on Hilchos Yom Tov, 5 minutes a night. 5 minutes a night. I'm telling you what we've done in 7 years. 5 minutes a night. Now, a lot of it's recorded. You could go online. I asked him if he doesn't mind that I do the reading and record it. You could go online. Now my website has all the things I just mentioned. No, aside from Chafetz Chaim and Shmir Saloshan. Those two I felt I have to focus. I can't record. The other ones I could record as I was focused from 5 minutes a night. So even though the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim over here said that sometimes there are times in life you just can't learn, I want to say, hey, maybe you think you can't learn and maybe you really can. Think about it. 5 minutes, we do it by phone. I haven't seen him in almost a year now. But we're best of friends because we talk every night. We're not schmoozing, we're learning. But 5 minutes a night.